Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
A storm out here in the Bay Area of San Francisco. I know you don't care about it in New York, but you'll get it in 2 days, so you should care about it. See, the weather moves from west to east, and I'm a weatherman, and I know which way the wind blows. So pay careful attention, because I'll tell you which way the wind blows. Now, there's a lot of news that is unreported. There are 78 terrorist attacks that the White House says were largely underreported. That's right. Donald Trump, who's being roundly criticized for his so-called Muslim ban, actually knows of the 78 terrorist attacks that vermin in the media refuse to acknowledge. How is it that vermin in the media refuse to acknowledge any attacks by Islamofascists? How is it that vermin in the media, the lemmings in the media who will tear us all apart, drive us over the cliff and have us all in danger one way or the other, how is it that they ignore reality like this? I don't have an answer for the mental illness called liberalism, but we have a list of the 78 terrorist attacks, and strangely enough, I'm checking now, they were all Muslim. That's right, 78 terrorist attacks, domestic and overseas, starting September 2014 under Barry Obama, the surfer, the windsurfer. Look at that, all Muslims. Well, at least they seem. Musa Kulubali, Abel Del Hamad Al Hussein, Sid Ahmed Glam. I mean, it seems odd to me that this religion of peace would be so warlike. I don't quite understand it much. Topic 2, Vice President Mike Pence breaks Senate tie to confirm Betsy DeVos as U.S. Ed Secretary. Good for the Republicans. We won, they lost. Do what you want. Do what you want. Forget Nancy Pelosi. That, you know, I think, by the way, we should do a fundraiser, a GoFundMe for neurological treatment for Nancy Pelosi. For a long while, it was comic to play the cuckoo clock behind her. But yesterday she gave a speech and she confused President Trump with President Bush and went on speaking, didn't even know she had made a mistake. I think it's never too soon to treat neurological disorders, and I think we should start a GoFundMe site for Nancy Pelosi's neurological care. Now, of course, backing her up was the other genius, another Nobel Prize winner, Maxine Waters, who never met a lie that she didn't embrace. And she was talking about Russia, and she said that Putin is continuing his advance into Korea. You can't make this stuff up. It's impossible. There she was with, again, the perennially grieved face, surrounded by men from her district with the perennially grieved faces, attacking Donald Trump, and talking now about Maxine Waters. And at the end of her speech, she says that Donald Trump is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing his advance into Korea. We'll have a little sound. Come on, look, if it wasn't for this, life would be boring. If we didn't have Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi to entertain us, who would we have left? We'd have that creature, Mad Cow. Mad Cow with the sneer. One day the sneer will be gone. One day God will take the sneer off whatever her name is, his face. What is her name? That mean face, clipped-haired one, Rachel Mad Cow. One day God will remove the madness from her face. Why the liberals sneer? Why is it that liberals, and by the way, the more psycho they are, the more sneery they are, where did the sneer come from? How does that compute? Don't answer. It's a rhetorical question for which I'm not even interested in the answer. Incidentally, here's a little defense news for those of you who want to know how we're going to defend ourselves. All of you neocon war hawks, chicken hawks who want war with Russia. Because of Barry's continuous golfing and burning up money, more than half of the Navy's planes can't fly. That's right. In addition to that, the ships don't run. Did you hear what I just said to you? I know that that's what you liberals wanted, was to cripple the military and give the money to abortion clinics. But half of the Navy's aircraft are grounded, and nearly two-thirds of the F-A-18 Hornet and Super Hornet strike fighters, because there's not enough money to perform maintenance on them. Can you believe what's going on? Where did the money go? Where'd the money go? Black Lives Matter, abortion clinics, social services, Meals on Wheels, you name it. How are we going to defend ourselves? And at the same time we can't defend ourselves, the neocons, the chicken hawks, want war with Russia. Go figure that one out. Deadly Yemen raid missed its main al-Qaeda target. This is a very troubling story. The White House declared the operation a success, but U.S. military officials told Reuters that Trump approved the covert counterterrorism operation without sufficient intelligence, ground support, or adequate backup preps. I don't know whether to believe that, because it comes from, quote, military officials, most of whom are yellow-bellied slime, who don't belong in the military. They're all communists who are appointed by Obama. And then it's being reported by Reuters, which makes it extremely likely to be fake news. So let's take this story and put it where it belongs. Now remember the story that's going in the bin. Deadly Yemen raid missed its main al-Qaeda target. Again, reported by Reuters from so-called military officials. Garbage. Yemen SEAL raid missed target. Daily Beast, owned by a beast of a man. Here's a good story. California Republicans asked Trump administration to block bullet train funding. Now that's a good story. That is a good story. As you well know, it's a boondoggle of the worst kind. This is one of the greatest scams in all of history. This beats the Big Dig in Boston. What Jerry Brown has done here beats the Big Dig in Boston. You talk about a boondoggle for union workers and for corrupt unions and contractors. California's House Republicans have asked the Trump administration to block a pending federal grant that will ultimately support the state's high-speed rail project until an order to the project's finances are completed. Bulletin, the letter signed by all 14 members of the state's GOP delegation includes House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, was sent to Transportation Secretary Ellen Chao. It cites cost increases and its failure to attract private financing. Dated 24th of January, the letter asked Chao to stop approval of a $650 million grant that the Transportation Department could make to the Bay Area's Caltrain Commuter Rail Agency as early as next week. Stall it! Stop the fake bullet train. Stop the fake bullet train. It's the nation's largest infrastructure project, largely unknown outside of the corrupt Central Valley. And my friends, it was done by who? California Demon Cats. And who's giving the support for it? None other than Nancy Cuckoo Clock Pelosi. Why? Oh, now there's a story for those of you geniuses on the San Francisco Chronicle, Toot Toot. If you'd only stop tooting and start reporting, maybe somebody would buy your rag. Now, why would Nancy Pelosi want to support a boondoggle that has cost billions of dollars and have produced nothing? The nation's largest infrastructure project, hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars gone up in smoke, and the people at the Chronicle toot, toot, toot. My friends, cut off the federal money. This is Jerry Brown's signature project, even though the state is bankrupt. The original cost of Jerry Brown's bullet head was estimated to be $33 billion for a system that would carry virtually no passengers from San Diego to Sacramento. Originally estimated by the corrupt Democrats to be $33 billion. Pay attention. Since then, the cost has risen to $64 billion. Are you listening to what I said to you? Why should this even be built? It has destroyed croplands. And by the way, where are all the greens on this? Where are all of the green maniacs who are so concerned about the loss of arable land and global warming when it's farmland that's been destroyed by this project? Answer, nowhere to be found. Now here's a blockbuster of a story. Soros Fund executives had funded, in other words, George Soros money was funneled through his executives to the Republicans, Paul Ryan, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John McCain, John Kasich, and Lindsey Graham in 2016. This is a huge story. These are the anti-Trumpers. These are the never-Trumpers. Employees of a hedge fund founded by the king of the institutional left, billionaire and Democratic Party mega donor psychotic George Soros. Can he sue me for calling him psychotic? I hope he doesn't. How would you describe a Hungarian refugee who fled Hitler's concentration camps, comes to America, and then sets out to destroy it other than psychosis? Would you describe it any other way? Would you call it other than psychosis? Okay, but this guy, through his employees, sent money to the slime bags, Marco Rubio, Jeb Bush, John McCain, John Kasich, Lindsey Graham, and Paul Ryan. The biggest recipient of Soros-connected cash in the GOP was none other than House Speaker Paul Pretty Boy Ryan, who repeatedly attempted to undermine Trump over the course of the election. And by the way, it's chicken feed. It's chump change. These guys are cheap. They're cheap. 10 grand, 6 grand, 8 grand. I mean, these guys are cheap. Well, that's it for the day. Glad you listened. Good night and good luck. This is Michael Savage signing off. Now I'm back. I'm back on the Savage Nation. I just took a quick 30-second milli break in my head. We have some sound bites for you, and I guess the most fun would be none other than Nancy Pelosi. And again, we are continuing our GoFundMe site to raise funds for a neurological treatment, early intervention for Nancy Pelosi, who thinks that George Bush is in the White House. You must listen to clip number two.
We've seen nothing that we can work, that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign, which turns out to be not true, a hoax, and really dangerous to the economic stability of America's working families.
Now, she is enunciating more clearly. They've given her enunciation lessons. I heard that. They've taken her in a back room. They've told her to stop sucking on the hard candy, stop salivating while speaking. And please, Nancy, this is really, truthfully, the compassionate side of me. I have to tell you, I have great compassion for people who are ill. It's time to step down, dear. When you confuse President Trump in a diatribe and call him President Bush, I mean, people do hear these things, Nancy. It's embarrassing. You didn't even catch yourself. Well, how could you catch yourself when you were surrounded by the genius, Maxine Waters, who said that Russia is invading Korea? This is the Savage Nation. Well, no, I'm going to take another milli break in my head. This is Michael Savage saying, have a nice day. Good night and good luck. Hi, I'm back on the Savage Nation. I've taken my pause to give my heart a rest. It's good to be back with you. I guess we should play Maxine Waters, another genius deserving of perhaps a Nobel Prize, going on a diatribe against Trump and Putin, saying that we have to stop Putin while he's continuing to advance into Korea. I didn't say Crimea. He's advancing. I didn't say Ukraine. He's advancing into Korea. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm behind on my military history. The last I checked, I didn't see any satellite photos of Russian troops invading Korea. I don't know. Maybe Maxine Waters has some secret photo devices in her brain where she can see Russian troops invading Korea. But this is an example of my great statement, liberalism is a mental disorder. Now, what do you do if half of the politicians in America are suffering from a mental disease? And they go up and give speeches exhibiting the mental disease, and the press dutifully reports on them because they're also mentally diseased. You know, Trump had it half right. He called it fake news. He's not right. It's not fake news. It's being reported as true by people who themselves are deranged. They don't know it's fake news. They're mentally ill. Okay, that's the opening. I'm glad you're here. Thanks for listening. I'll be right back. This is Michael Savage. Hi, I'm back on the Savage Nation. And now I'm going to take a real break. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Is there an audience out there? Sometimes I feel like I've gone crazy and I'm in a mental hospital and this is all a hologram. That there is no audience of millions. I'm not number one in streaming. I don't have best-selling books. It's all like a, you know, like a it's a hologram. It's an alternate universe. How would one know? There's no action out there. You know, radio can get to you after a while. You're sitting alone in a room talking in the middle of a rainstorm. It feels like The Shining where I'm living. I couldn't even sleep last night. Pounding, banging. I mean, animals were hiding from it. It was so wonderful. It takes time, by the way, to destroy a civilization. You know, yesterday I started a story on the American Cultural Revolution. It was like casting my greatest genius to my audience. Did anyone hear any of it? Because if you don't want me to continue, I won't. If you do, I will. And then I just read your news stories. You're not interested in that. I think the audience after the Super Bowl is gone. Basically, America is gone from the news. They don't care anymore. The election is over. I knew this would happen. They don't care about this one did this and this one did that. They're not interested. They went through the torture of the election, and they're sick of the media making Trump into a fool. They're sick of them attacking him day and night. So they've turned the media off. Then him bumbling as much as he has, they're sick of him too, by the way. By the way, in case you don't know it. You know what I came to today? It's a terrible reality. And at the risk of your displeasure, I must tell you, you know how much we hated Obama for the 8 years. We knew he was a total fraud. We knew he was an evil man who destroyed everything he touched. We knew he was a lifetime Machiavellian monster who used his position of power just to advance his own power, him and his wife. And we knew he did everything he could to destroy the military and every institution of value in the country. We knew that about him. Now we have Trump, one misstep after another, surrounded by amateurs instead of bringing in seasoned veterans. You can blame the Democrats and liberals all you want. And you ask yourself, is it the country itself that cannot produce a great man as a leader? I never thought Trump was a great man, did you? I never presented him as a great man. But where is there a great leader? Where are they? I don't think America can do it anymore. I think that there is... Where is the greatness left in America? Where has it gone? That's a great question. Can this country still produce a great leader? That's all I want to know, because I don't think so. Maybe they're not in politics.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
All right, welcome back. So look, I'm in a bizarro mood. Because I sense the nation's not interested in the news. Yeah, a little bit here, a little bit there. We're exhausted from a year, a campaign that was endless. It was like the endless wars. The campaign exhausted us of our political interest. Then you had the Super Bowl and the people, the dunces are interested in that. They'll talk about it for a week now, 2 weeks. How a grown man in a world like this could talk about a sporting event convinces me that... sports are the opiate of the asses. That's all I can say. What is it that Marx said? Religion is the opiate of the masses? Yeah, sports, to me, the opiate of the asses. It doesn't mean you're smarter than me that you go to a game. I'm telling you, to pay attention to idiots throwing a ball is beyond me. It is so, like, 19th century. How do you do this? Okay, you do it. I don't do it. I never like sports. Never. But I don't even want to talk about whether I liked it or didn't like it. The big question is, can we still produce a great leader? That's the only question I want to ask that we want to talk about. We know American civilization is in ruin and collapse because of the pornographers and the left-wing fanatics. We know we need a strong man to clean the country up. We know we need almost, things to happen that you're not going to like very much. We know that the actions, for example... in the Philippines, by the leader of the Philippines, where he's killing drug dealers. Well, a lot of people wouldn't be too unhappy with that here. But then I'm sure the young girls would march outside NYU saying something about human rights for drug dealers. I don't know what. Then the pornographers, you're telling me they're not a bigger poison than heroin or fentanyl? Pornography is a bigger poison than fentanyl. It's destroyed more lives, more families, than fentanyl and heroin put together. It's almost an incurable disease. It was all caused by Larry Flint. You could say Larry Flint destroyed America if you wanted to go back that far, but I don't want to go that far. People don't know who he is with that fake Supreme Court case. Shows you how important the Supreme Court is. Okay, so the question is, can you save this civilization, or is it on the inevitable slide to doom and ruination? How much further can it go than it is right now? What has to happen next for you to realize that this civilization is near over, the one we call our American civilization? You could call it the American culture if you want. I would say the American civilization because it's a different type of civilization than others that have existed before it. You have the opposition right now so activated by George Soros and other evildoers that only the most strident reaction will stop it. I'll pause right there because we're not ready for the rest today. We'll keep it very simple. Make it very simple. Look, as I wrote, it takes time to destroy a civilization. And like ancient Rome, it typically occurs from within. I wrote, even the worst activists have to learn their behavior from somewhere. There is no leftist activist gene, unless one believes babies are born stupid and suicidal. Miserable ideas have to be taught. And the original teacher of leftist activism happens to have been an Italian communist known as Antonio Gramsci. You probably heard about him. Gramsci's legacy is his theory of cultural hegemony. Gramsci posited that the key to capturing a society was by taking over its cultural institutions. Winning political elections was not enough. He said that the key to capturing a society was by taking over its cultural institutions. Enter Harvey Weinstein. During World War II, Hollywood was patriotic. Jimmy Stewart was a war hero. American movies accurately portrayed America as the good guys. Cartoons like Der Führer's Face, featuring Donald Duck, mocked Adolf Hitler. Now Hollywood is run by ardent, psychotic, progressive liberals. The few pro-America movies out there have to be privately financed to get made. Look at television. I talked about this yesterday. And I go down the list. In addition to the entertainment industry, liberals have seized control of the schools. Look at the president of the American Federation of Teachers. Look at the molestation of the minds of our children and how the molesters of the minds of our children are given protection by the teachers' unions. You try firing a bad public school teacher in New York City. See how far you get. The unions give millions of dollars to liberal Democrats, socialists, in exchange for lifetime protection for all involved. Teachers are free to indoctrinate students without any fear of interference from parents. Huckleberry Finn gets removed from classrooms while Heather Has Two Mommies replaces it. And what about music? Music is the domain of the left, talking about the takeover of our culture. Rappers sing songs about murdering police. Then young people march in the streets chanting for more dead officers. When the inevitable happens, the left expresses shock that their calls for violence lead to violence. The internet is supposed to be free and open for people to seek information as they see fit. Now try looking something up. You Google it. Google is run by hardcore fanatical leftists. So are YouTube and Facebook. You know what I'm talking about or not? We're talking about the takeover of the culture by the radical left. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is another one who shuts down pages on his site that are critical of Islam. Yet pages dedicated to finishing off the Jews are allowed to stay up. Zuckerberg is a Jewish indoctrinated millennial who now uses his multi-billion dollar empire to indoctrinate the next generation of young leftists in training. Our schools, libraries, movies, television, music, and social media are all used to advance a politically insane anti-American agenda. Meanwhile, Islamists use all of these tools to advance teachings of their own physical and moral superiority. When we Americans finally flex our muscles, our cultural institutions make sure we are derided as imperialist, ethnocentric bigots. When Islamists spew rhetoric that is actually imperialist, ethnocentric bigotry, our cultural institutions tell us to be hyper-tolerant in the name of diversity and multiculturalism. All of this can be found in some of my previous writings, but most especially in Trump's War. It'll be out in a few weeks. It is my last book. I've been asked to write another political book. I said, no, it's over. I'm not doing any more political books. The next one, if there is a next one, will be the God book. But I'm moving into another area anyway. Saturday, a very famous filmmaker was at my house. We spent 3 hours together. And he finally started a documentary about me. He's been listening to me for years. I will not mention his name because I respect his privacy. He's a very famous man who's done some of the biggest movies in American history. You may not know who he is. He's a Navy SEAL, a former Navy SEAL. One of the finest men I've ever met. He loves this show he's listened to. And we've met a few times over the years. We've had a few beers, a few meals. And he kept asking me to sit down in front of a camera. He said, just keep it simple. We'll do a 5-minute piece about your story of your childhood and your father's store. That's all I want to do. No politics. Well, it got bigger than that. And now a lot of people have seen the 30 minutes that we did. And they want to do more. Because they recognize that I have a story to tell as an immigrant son who fought every odd imaginable and overcame them to achieve whatever small amount of success I have achieved is an American story, a true American story. It's not fictional. I don't know if you just heard what I just said to you. You know, I remember sitting, I don't know whether it was in junior high, it was high school. We had a great principal in Jamaica High School. He was a war guy, someone from World War II or Korea, one of these tough guys. They were all tough guys, every one of them. The guys in the rifle team had fought in combat in Korea. Anyway, we're sitting in the auditorium, and the principal used to give us a speech. All the kids would be assembled. He was a tough guy. He once punched the student in the nose on the stage. To this day, I remember, the student mouthed off to him. He went down in the auditorium and smashed him in the nose. I swear to God, that's the kind of world I came from. And the kid was thrown out of school and sent to a school for juvenile delinquents. The last I heard, he was working for Mayor de Blasio, joking about that part. No. Anyway, so he would give a talk. So he once quoted Shakespeare. I was this kid from a poor family where there were no books in the house. I'll be very honest with you. We didn't even have an Encyclopedia Britannica. Nobody read books. Did you know that? I never saw books. I never saw a library unless I went to a library. I saw newspapers. It didn't mean they were stupid. They just didn't have books in the house. Well, it's more like Zuckerberg's people today. They don't have books in the house either. Everything you learn is on the screen. But nevertheless, I grew up without books in the house. But I gravitated to books. So So the principal gives a speech and he says, Shakespeare, he quotes Shakespeare. And I'm dozing off in the auditorium, not listening very much. I wasn't that attentive. I couldn't wait to get out of school. I hated school. To this day, I don't know how I lasted so long or went on for a PhD, but I did. For a man who hated school as much and confinement as I do, how I wound up doing that is beyond me. So he said, Shakespeare wrote, some men are born great, some men achieve greatness, and some men have greatness foisted upon them. And somehow, that set off bells in my head. I'm just sitting there, and that struck me. You know how, like a kid, you know, I was like a kid who was a dreamer. My mind was always somewhere else. But I'd always be listening, you know what I'm saying? I heard something, I heard it, I took it in. In other words, I learned what I thought was important to me. So he said, some men are born great, some men achieve greatness, others have greatness foisted upon them. So I said to myself, let me think now. I really want to be something in life. I was not born great. I'm not the son of a very great rich man who can automatically bestow greatness upon me by giving me some great position. So that's out. I'm not going to have greatness foisted upon me. That's going to not never going to happen. I'm not going to get that. So I said, anything I have to do in my life, I have to achieve. I have to achieve greatness. Did you hear what I just said to you? The key word here is achievement. We need to teach our children that it's not going to be given to them. They have to achieve it. Now, how does a child know what to do to achieve it? By throwing rocks at Sproul Plaza? By spraying people in the face with pepper spray who support Donald Trump in Berkeley? The professor who did that, by the way, should be caught and arrested. He's on videotape spraying a young Trump supporter woman in the face. But the vermin at Berkeley are not searching him out. Neither is Robert Fourth Reich searching him out, who blamed right-wingers for the violence. Robert Fourth Reich was always a laughing stock. So, my friends, what I'm saying to you is, where is the greatness at the end of the day? Where is the greatness? Where do you see greatness today? Let's put aside our politics for a moment. Where is their greatness? Do you see them anymore? Where are they? Where are the great men? The great women, great men, however. I say men generically, humans, okay? Where are the great humans? Where are they? I'm talking great. I didn't say good. I didn't say nice. I didn't say good or nice. I said great. How do you define greatness, by the way? What is greatness? Who is great today? You could say in the sports field is very clear. That catch in that game was an example of greatness, right? That was a great act in sports. Where is their greatness elsewhere? I'll be right back to take your calls right here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. look back on the Savage Nation, but I want to tell you about an amazing product, and it has to do with hair. Don't laugh. If you want thicker, fuller, and healthier hair without the long wait, I have an answer for you. It's the new Provia Super Concentrate from Chamonix, and it was created with you in mind. It's a tiny bottle. It packs four times the power of Provia's key ingredient for noticeably faster and more visible results. Dorothea from Delaware wrote a note. She says, I love Provia. I was self-conscious about my hair. I even bought several wigs. And I was always cleaning hair out of the shower, the sink, and off my pillow. Not a problem for me anymore, she says. Revitalizing hair follicles and improving scalp circulation naturally and without side effects. You're only one phone call or click away from stronger, fuller, younger-looking hair. Say goodbye to wasting your hair in the brush, in the sink, or on the pillow. Try Provia now. You will get the new Super Concentrate absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-543-5830. That's 800-543-5830. The new Provia Super Concentrate works, or you get your money back guaranteed. Limited time offer. Call 800-543-5830. Write it down. 800-543-5830. One more time, 800-543-5830. The question of the day is, where are the great people? Yesterday I began my show by saying we are all confused. We're confused because Trump's plans and our plans are still being stalled by suicidal leftist fanatics in the media, in the courts, in the streets, who if not stopped will get many of us killed. I said that yesterday. It was a very popular show. Of course, today several people in the media copied it, may believe it was their show, saying, are you dissatisfied with Trump's performance so far? That's not what I said. That's because it was transcribed improperly and read improperly by those who were trying to copy my act. I didn't say that. I said we were all confused because we want to know why Trump doesn't act even more forcefully in plain English. How would you like that? You want me to continue it? I frankly think he needs to get more agitated and react more strongly and do it quietly. Here's the problem with Trump. It's not that his policies are wrong. He put them in place without thinking them through. That's because, again, he's probably assigned them to individuals to enact them for him, as many, you know, organizers do, business people do. They what do you call it? They just give it over to someone else to do it for them. He gave it to the wrong people who didn't think it through. They didn't have all their ducks in a row. So things have gone awry. And, of course, the vermin in the media leapt on it as though it shows ineptitude. It doesn't show ineptitude. What it shows is the vermin of the left are more dangerous than they have ever been. It also shows that George Soros has not yet been sought out and tried for his alleged crimes against this nation. Notice I said alleged. To me, there are crimes. You put me on that commission. But you got to go a step further. I wrote about it in Scorched Earth. I have an entire chapter on it in Government Zero. I know this is controversial. I want a new UAC. I want a new House on American Activities Committee formed. I want it, and I want it now. And I want all the people who are ruining this nation tried for their crimes against this nation. You don't want the witch hunt? I'm so sorry for you, because I've lived through one for the last 10 years. I've been a subject of the witch hunt. Oh, you didn't know that? All you leftists were conducting a witch hunt against Michael Savage and people like me? We are sick of it. We want you on the receiving end of the witch hunt. How's that? What goes around comes around. Karma is a you-know-what. It's time for you to be investigated if you are in the ACLU. Let us start with the head of the snake. Every director of the ACLU should be called before HUAC and find out where their funding comes from.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
No, they don't know what I want to hear. Okay, welcome to the... They can't read my mind. I have no idea what music I want to hear. I don't think there's any music on earth they want to hear right now. I want to hear greatness. I want to hear leadership. I want to hear a speech that moves me. I want to be able to react to a speech that gets me to want to go in the streets and listen to it. There's no greatness. There's nothing. You know, that's what I'm saying. So I was talking about the Cultural Revolution, America's cultural decline. And I got to a certain point and I stopped. I didn't get to where I really want to go, which I'm not going to get. It'll be like reading to you and you're not interested, which is communist China. And what happened when the Red Guards took over under Mao Zedong. And the tyranny of the Red Guards and what they did to the middle class, how they denounced and tormented middle class people and stole the homes from the middle class. And that's what happens when communists gain power. Now, what you don't know, I'm sure many of you do, is that these street thugs in the streets, whether they be nice college girls from NYU and Columbia marching against Donald Trump, are the useful idiots of the communist revolution that's going on around the world and in this nation. You see signs such as no borders, no nation, F deportation. These are hardcore Islamists and communists and anarchists who are out to destroy the middle class in this country, to repeat the cultural revolution of Mao Zedong, and the madness of Mao Zedong will follow. I'm telling you about this because I see what's coming unless we are stopped. And unless we use our constitutional protections, unless we use our military and our police to protect us from these communist hordes, and I don't care how sweet they may look, I really don't care how nice they may look. They can scream, they can yell, that's legal. They start breaking windows and they start attacking police, I want them arrested. I do not want anarchy in my streets, I want law and order. We had a man in the White House who shred the Constitution one page at a time in every way he could. He and a psychotic band of gangsters did everything they could to undermine every amendment to the Constitution. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, if you remember, replaced gun runner Eric Holder. Remember when Lynch threatened to take away and imprison those of us who engage in any kind of speech that she deemed was edging towards violence regarding Muslims? Do you remember her? You don't remember that, do you? Remember she was looking for ways to prosecute and jail climate change skeptics? Well, her friends control the universities, who are now imposing speech codes where every boy is a potential rapist and every girl is a victim. Social justice has replaced actual justice. Just remember the Duke lacrosse team. Funded by that criminal agitator George Soros of MoveOn.org, Obama and Hillary were grooming the next group of Marxist social justice warriors. They are Black Lives Matter, Code Pink, Occupy Wall Street, and every other violent leftist group. And they're all a direct consequence of Gramsci's model being applied to the most vulnerable among us, our children. And while our indoctrinated young leftist radicals are tearing America down in the streets, our Islamist enemies are building their armies up. Our kids are curled up in the fetal position in their safe spaces, hiding from climate change monsters. If they are the last line of defense, the Islamists should soon be able to take control of America the way they did Europe. We will all be part of the caliphate soon enough. And interestingly enough, those words, while being true, are being laughed at by leftist fools in the media who do not know what's going on outside their newsrooms. Yes, indeedy. Now, what do we have on the other side? We have mentally deranged Democrats. Nancy Pelosi says there's nothing that she can work on with President Bush. No one even said to her, excuse me, Mrs. Pelosi, Bush is no longer president. Play it again. Because people have to see it as time to intervene. We have to intervene, and we have to raise money for her neurological treatment. And I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe page for Nancy Pelosi's early intervention with neurological treatments. There are drugs today, Miss Pelosi. There is help you can get. It goes well beyond fish oils. We can help you, Mrs. Pelosi. Listen to O2.
We've seen nothing that we can work but I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some...
All right, so she got some blunder, that's all. Now, you know, we all misspeak, I do, but I correct myself immediately. If you don't correct yourself, you're losing it. Remember I told you that, well, this is back in 1977, my then professor of epidemiology, he was the dean of the School of Public Health, wonderful man. He said he was an MD, PhD, MPH. and probably a liberal. I don't know. We never talked about politics. He said to me, the first thing to go in the elderly is their judgment. And, you know, I watched in my own life, it's true, the elderly generally have no judgment. They lose their judgment. Let's put it that way. Nancy Pelosi has not only lost her judgment, she's losing her mind. Now we have Maxine Waters, another one that needs early intervention. We need to raise money for her mental care. Listen to this one now, where she confuses the world and says Putin is continuing to advance into Korea. Clip three.
How can a president who is acting in the manner that he's acting, whether he's talking about the travel ban, the way that he's targeting Muslims, or whether he's talking about his relationship to Putin and the Kremlin, and knowing that they have hacked our DCCC and DNC, and knowing that he is responsible for supplying the bombs that killed innocent children and families in Aleppo. And the fact that he is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing to advance into Korea.
I'm speechless. Why are they not removed? Why does the Democrat Party not understand they should be removed? Answer, because there's no one in there. There's no lights on there. So now, okay, keep attacking Trump. Keep attacking the right wing. You have to understand that the left wing has no leadership, and those who are left are so old and so senile that maybe we should salute them. Now, the New York Attorney General is another very, very crazy, evil man, Eric Schneiderman. Listen to him in clip 8. I want you to listen to this schmuck. This is New York's Attorney General, the stupidest man in the history of New York state politics, Eric Schneiderman. Oh, wait.
The unconstitutionality is that it violates people's right to due process, but more offensively, it violates the Establishment Clause, which is the clause that says you can't favor one religion over another. And I think that for all of the rhetoric on both sides, the intent and the effect of this order is to discriminate against Muslims and to favor Christians over Muslims.
Hold on. Why would Eric Schneiderman, a man of Jewish descent, I have to say, I know it's, see, you just got nauseous when I said that. You got scared and sick. Why would a Jewish politician be so concerned about Muslims and have such a distemper towards Christians? And why would he not understand that Barack Obama favored Muslims over Christians for 8 straight years, bringing in from Syria particularly, about 97% of the refugees are Muslim, about 2-3% were Christian. Trump is trying to fix that because the churches have been burning for 8 straight years. You have to ask yourself where Schneiderman is coming from, where his Christophobia originates. Because to me, we've heard of Islamophobia. I would say that Eric Schneiderman suffers from Christophobia. And remember who he is. He's a very powerful lawyer. The number one guy in New York State, Eric Schneiderman, suffering from the bias, if you want to call it that. I would call it the mental illness called Christophobia. Listen to 09.
To me, the most offensive part of it is that it is absolutely clear that the intent of this is to discriminate against Muslims, and the effect of it is to discriminate against Muslims. So the language of the order itself, Trump putting out a statement right when he issued the order saying, I have passed measures to prevent radical Islamists from getting into the country. Couldn't be more clear than that. This guy's order is about discrimination based on religion.
You are such a piece of shoe turd. Schneiderman, you know, you're the kind of kid in school that we all would have hated. You were the kind that would step on a kid's foot and scream to the teacher that someone stepped on your foot. You have stepped on people your whole life. But you know, all of us are not the stupid sycophants that work for you in your office. Because the fact of the matter is, there are 78 terrorist attacks that have been unreported by vermin like you. And almost all of them were caused not by Christians, Schneiderman. Hey, Schneiderman, pay attention, you schmuck. What about you? You idiot. Who are threatening you, Christians or Muslims, you idiot, you? Who attacked the World Trade Center? Christians or Muslims, you schmuck? Schneiderman. Listen to me. New York, Seaside Park in Elizabeth, New Jersey. September 2016. 31 wounded in a bombing in New York City. Several explosive devices found in New York and New Jersey. One police officer wounded in the shootout. Attacker, Ahmad Khan Rahmani. Schneiderman, was he a Christian or a Muslim? Shall I give you a few more? Schneiderman didn't make it to your office. November 2015, Merced, California. Four wounded in knife attack on a college campus. Attacker, Faisal Mohammed. Christian or Muslim? You want a few more? Schneiderman? There are 78 of them, Schneiderman. Have you forgotten the Orlando massacre, Schneiderman? Were the two individuals that killed all those gays in cold blood Christians or Muslims, Schneiderman? Schneiderman, you are an example of my motto, liberalism is a mental disorder. You were no doubt raised by hardcore leftist anti-Americans. The red diaper doper babies that I have talked about with some degree of humor applies directly to you, Schneiderman. I'm sure you were a smart boy chick who learned smarter than everyone in your class, Eric. You memorized and you went right to the head of the class. And then you played politics real good, Schneiderman. But you know what? You're still a schmuck and you don't know what's going on around you. And for you to use politics and to put all New Yorkers at such risk simply to grandstand by attacking Trump like this is an example of a very, very, very deranged man, Schneiderman. You are an example of the RDDBs I have talked about for 22 years on this program. You are classically a red diaper doper baby. Shame on you, Eric Schneiderman. The Jewish people have a saying for people like you, Schneiderman. You know what it is? You're a shanda to your family and to the Jewish people. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Coming down to the civil war that I've seen brewing for a long time, right now the left is out of control with almost no opposition. The police have been neutralized by the last administration, and the new administration has not yet gotten the attorney general in place who can start to change things so that the police are in control of the streets again. But once the police are in control of the streets again, I am looking forward to the day that we have civility back with certainly legal protests. But once they start breaking things, I want them broken. I want the breakers broken. If this does not happen, there will be anarchy in the streets, and it will not be from the punks with the black masks who come out of the Berkeley Hills and go back to their parents' basements. It will be the biker gangs that come out who will take control of the streets, and most people will cheer them. As sure as I'm standing here, I am not calling for this. I do not look forward to this. I do not like violence. I'm a man of peace. We cannot take any more of this cultural revolution. We want law and order restored in this country. And we want the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, and we want him to crack down on these lawless anarchists in New York City, Chicago, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Seattle, wherever they may occur. If he does not do it, if the police cannot do it, there will be groups in this country that will do it, as sure as I'm standing here, because our beloved America will not be stolen from us. We once put a man on the moon. And now leftist vermin moon us in broad daylight in the streets of this country. We have no help from the liberal government, do we? We have congressmen of both political parties who are so impotent and so afraid to do anything that I'm afraid that America's wounds will get greater. Meanwhile, radical Islamists are smirking. They're determined to kill us and wipe us off the planet. Great Satan America, little Satan Israel, Eric Schneiderman. They want us off the map, Schneiderman. I don't know what synagogue you go to. But the last I checked, the Islamists want Israel eliminated, Schneiderman. Didn't your rabbi teach you that? Didn't your rabbi teach you that ISIS, Iran, Al-Qaeda, Boko Haram, Hamas, Hezbollah, and Saudi Arabian Wahhabi nutcases all want to destroy Jews, Eric? Why then do you hate Christians so much? Why do you take such a Christophobic attitude, Schneiderman? What is wrong with you? Is your hatred for Donald Trump so great that it has poisoned your own political sanity? Maybe he doesn't hear the show. I'm sure he's too busy plotting and planning. Planning to overthrow what the greatest generation gave us. While Iran is setting up a global caliphate, he's trying to overthrow Donald Trump. That is because there is a common bond between the radical leftists in our country and in our government with our enemies. They don't want us to exist as we are. Do you understand that? And that's why I said on yesterday's Savage Nation show, we are all confused. We're confused because our plans and Trump's plans have been stalled by suicidal leftist fanatics who, if not stopped, will get many of us killed. I never thought I'd wake up and see the day when so many people in politics would be backing Islamists around the world under the guise of protecting Muslims. Why is it that they're so in love with Muslims and Islam? Can you answer that question? Can anyone answer the question why Eric Schneiderman and the others are so in love with Islam and Muslims? Can anyone answer the question why so many radical feminists, many lesbians, would march next to Islamic women who would throw them down a well if they had the power? Why are they so in love with them? You can't answer these questions, can you? I can. I warned about it and stopped the coming civil war 3 books ago. I said there is an alliance being formed between the so-called progressives and the Islamists. There are others in the mix. I continue my appeal to America in Trump's war. I implore you to buy a copy on BarnesandNoble.com. Yes, I want you to buy the book, and I want you to wave it in the face of a psycho Prague.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE.
Savage.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the Savage States of America.
I've been advising myself for the last number of decades. I've been thinking about America since I can think. And what I see looming is going to require real leadership. Politicians cannot lead us anymore because they're afraid they'll say one wrong word and the vermin in the media will destroy them. Luckily for you, I can still say what I want as long as I'm within the bounds of the law. What I am saying to you is there's going to be an end to these anarchists and these psycho-leftists. It will come to an end whether you want it or not. We read today that leftist fight clubs are training students to beat up Republicans. This is occurring, I believe, in Massachusetts. I see it on the Drudge Report. Leftist fight club are open to everyone but Republicans, somewhere in Central Florida, teaching kids how to bash the fash, how to beat up anyone that they don't like. In the response to the record number of hate crimes, this is a lie, against Latins, hate crimes against Latins, immigrants, Muslims, women, the LGBTQ, whatever, Jews, African Americans, and others, since the rise of Donald Trump, they're calling themselves the Knights for Socialism. So they're creating self-defense clinics. And so there's some local schmuck amateur boxer teaching basic hand-to-hand combat to all of these snowflakes to beat up, for the socialist students to beat up any Trump supporters. Knights for Socialism? My friends, this is very bad. This is terrible. Because this will lead to more violence. Violence is not what America needs, but violence is what America is going to have. They will not stop. They're relentless. They're insane. They don't want any borders, no nation, no deportation. We want borders. We want nation. We want deportation. We want borders, language, culture. We want borders. We want a nation, and we want deportation. And we want it started now. That's what the election was about. We won. They lost. I don't care if we won by one vote. I don't care if we won by one vote. We want. I want this stopped. And if the police can no longer act because of the vermin in the media and what they've done to them with the Justice Department putting cameras up their behinds, with everything a cop does being photographed by some psycho-leftist drug addict from NYU or Harvard watching them, then to hell with them. What's going to happen is that there are American patriots who will act against these psychos. They will not sit there idly letting their cities being burned anymore. You're going to see things that you're never going to believe happen in America. It will happen. You'll see biker gangs go into action. The police will look the other way. You will see militias go into action. The police will look the other way. I can guarantee you that's what's coming. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. It's a fundamental law of physics. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. The left wants to get violent, physically violent. That is certainly not their purloin. Their purloin is not physical. And they're picking an arena in which they will lose very badly. They started by breaking windows and then breaking heads. I saw something the other day that nauseated me. It was a white college professor at Berkeley. Just a fleeting image, spraying a young girl who wore a Trump hat in Berkeley the other day. He pepper sprayed her. I have a picture of him, and it's on the audio tape, videotapes. Why has there been no arrest by Governor Bullet Train Brown? Why is the Berkeley mayor not arrested the professor for spraying the girl in the face with pepper spray? Why? Because they are part of the problem, not part of the solution. As you well know, the government is the evil in California. Remember the 70s, the 60s? If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. The politicians are the problem. They permit these radicals to do these things. And where anarchy exists, people step into the breach to take control of the streets and to restore order in their streets. And that is what's going to happen. I've seen it in other countries. It's going to happen here, whether you want it or not. So, my friends, that's what we're talking about today. And I'm doing the best I can to try and tell you what I see coming, because I see nothing happening. Trump's only been in office a few weeks. Can't expect miracles, but before he's even opened his mouth, he's been ripped apart by the vermin in the media. So now it's up to us. We, the people, have to step in Trump's war. I call the book His Battle for America. I mean, let me read you this, too. The patriots who elected him have vowed to take the country back. Standing in their way are, and I make a list of them, including liberal media, the rhinos, as we know, they're against him, too. We certainly know the left-wing radicals are against him, but so are the rhinos who take money from Soros, for example. But I lay out a battle plan. It's an architectural plan for victory in Trump's war, a victory, a battle plan, an architectural plan. I am simply a thinker, a strategist. I am not a politician. I am not an activist. By the way, I've never been an activist. There were those in radio who confused themselves with activists and politicians. Good for them. I never aspired to be a politician. I thought about it in the early years of radio, but then I gave it up because it's not something I can do. Can't do it. I'm too isolated. I'm too lost in my own thoughts. I frankly want to be left alone most of the time. All I want to do is be left alone. I want to be left the hell alone by everybody. I don't even like talking to people. I just want to be able to watch the world, think about the world, and come up on this show and give you the best I can give you for a couple hours a day and write a good book now and again. That is all I want out of my life right now, nothing more. How do you like that? I'm not looking for anything more. And that's all I can do. So don't confuse me with a politician. You're not going to find me with a bullhorn outside of a state capitol talking about an additive in a gasoline, for example. It's not what I do. I knew it would go nowhere then, and it's unfortunate that so many good people wasted their time on that. We have a revolution on our hands right now, and the revolutionaries are running wild in the streets, and there is no counter to stop them. The police have been destroyed by Obama and the attorney generals. It's not that there aren't brave police who couldn't get in there and straighten things out. Oh, there are plenty in San Francisco. They're boiling under the surface. I know them. I see them. They love to break up these radicals. They'd love to do just what you saw in all those movies in the 70s with Clint Eastwood. Remember those movies? Remember the Dirty Harry movies? Remember the other great one who did those movies in the 70s about vigilantes? Remember those movies? I forget the guy. He was part Indian. He was actually my favorite. I don't remember his name. You know the one where he was like an architect. He came home and they were molested, the wife and daughter. And then he goes quietly out in the streets and he hunts down the people who hurt his daughter. Anyone know who I'm talking about? I always forget it. What? Charles Bronson. He was one of my favorite. Loved his movies. Primitive, cartoon-like, loved the movies. Where are the Charles Bronsons of our time? Where are the Dirty Harrys of our time? You think they've gone away? There's an entire new crop of Charles Bronsons and Dirty Harrys out there. And if these leftist vermin think that they're going to create fight clubs for the snowflakes to go out in the streets and beat up innocent Trump supporters, all I can say is they've got another guest coming, because the Dirty Harrys are waiting for them. The Charles Bronsons are everywhere. They pick on girls. They're going to have a lot of problems on their hands. It's going to happen. It's going to happen because it has to happen, because for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. And this opposite reaction is being formed as I speak. Certainly not by me. I'm a talk show host. Don't confuse me with a politician or an activist. I am simply a talk show host. You can call me a thinker. You can call me a commentator. Call me whatever you want. But don't call me a politician, please. It would be an insult to my ancestors. 855-400-7282. Let's go to some of the callers. Susan, KSFO Line 1, thanks for waiting so long. You know, I haven't taken a call in this hour and 40 minutes. I thought I had taken calls. The time flew by. Let's take our first call today. Go ahead, please.
Greatness. Michael Savage, greatness. You were asking about greatness. You are our voice when we want to cry. You are our voice when we want to teach history, physics, psychology, medicine. You are our voice when we want to scream, when we want to thank God, when we want to laugh, when we want to think. Your insight is so spot on, and you reach people. You inspire people to believe. And, you know, Friday, when President Trump was inaugurated, people were just crying and so grateful for you. Michael Savage, thank you. And, you know, it's so hard with, like, Saturday Night Live. It is not funny. It is so bullying. And you are so humorous. And you make us laugh. And you make us think. And just so thankful for you.
Susan, I have a lot of loyal listeners like you who love the show. And you are the reason I'm on the air. And I want to thank you for that, Susan. And I'll send you a copy of Trump's War, His Battle for America, as soon as it's available. It's nice to have people who listen to the show so religiously. We all have them in talk radio. That's what makes us go around. But, you know, all things come to an end. Let's just leave it at that. Everything has a cycle. To everything, there is a cycle. There is a beginning, a middle, and an end. And I don't want to make any more of it than that. Things are changing inside myself and inside my life and inside America and inside the world in ways that you can only guess and imagine. And cycles complete themselves. And I'm going to leave it at that. That's what I want to say at this time. I don't want to say another word. I just want to keep taking some calls and continue to talk about what's going on in the world. The most important thing for you to know is that the insane liberals are in denial about Islam. If you were to ask me, the number one thing I want you to know about is that Islamism and the Islamists pose an existential threat to our survival. That's what it means. They have long wanted to wipe Israel off the map. And for many, many decades, we understood that and we were all backing Israel. And then a strange thing happened. Even within the Jewish community, you had psycho-liberals, self-hating Jews, who stood up and attacked Israel and suddenly embraced the activities of those who would wipe Israel off the map. Did you ever think you would wake up and believe that there would be American politicians falling into the same category right here in this country ourselves after, for example, the attacks in Orlando, you forgot about them, conducted by Muslims? I know this is very uncomfortable. I know that it sounds racist, but it is not. It's realist. Even moderate Muslims agree with me that we need to ban Muslims from those countries. Call it anything you want. What sane nation on earth lets in millions of people without vetting them like Obama did? Most of whom are Muslims. What man would do that unless he hates the country and wants to upset the nation so it can never recover? Whether it be Melbourne, Australia, Algeria, Quebec, Ottawa, Tours, France, Paris, Tripoli, Nice, Copenhagen, Paris, Garland, Texas, Sousse, Tunisia, Lyon, France, Paris, France, Copenhagen, Australia, Merced, London, Russia, Marseille, Istanbul, Columbus, Hansbach, St. Cloud, Minnesota, or New York, New York. It does not matter where. Every attack, every one of them by a radical Islamist who believes in this, the sufficiency of a single book. A single book he carries around because of the dumb idiots that they are. These attackers, throwback inbreds. Inbreds, mentally inbred people. Now, why would you want to bring in mental inbreeds into a nation? Why would you want to bring in people with mental defects into a nation unless you want to destroy the nation? Who else would believe that all books should be burned except one book? Who else would believe that everyone should be killed who does not adhere to their fanatical religion in the way they interpret it, other than a psychotic? Who would bring them into a nation? Trump is 1,000% right. That is why I worked so hard to get him elected. And you have to fight for Trump, and you have to fight for America. The fight has just begun. Just getting him elected was only the start. It is not just Trump's war, it is our war. I'll be back in a minute to take your calls.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Look, it's that time of year. It's Valentine's Day coming up. And truthfully, most people are guessing what she wants for Valentine's Day, right? Well, I think an easy, fail-proof way to look like a pro, frankly, is pro flowers, because they're making it easier than ever by taking all of the guesswork out. On top of their already low prices, right now you get 24 assorted roses, free glass vase, $29.99 plus shipping, or you upgrade for $10 more, you get 24 roses, with a premium vase and chocolate, and that's different colored roses, by the way. You just go to proflowers.com, my code SAVAGE, you order now, you have it delivered on Valentine's Day. Very simple. Goes to home or where they work. And when her coworkers gush over her gift, you'll hear about it. You'll know you did it right. And ProFlowers bouquets are guaranteed to last 7 days, which I love about them, and you get your money back. They're gorgeous. Here's the only way to get 24 assorted roses with free glass vases. Starting at $29.99, go to proflowers.com, click on the blue mic in the top right, type in SAVAGE, that's proflowers.com, click on the mic in the right, and type in my code SAVAGE. Please don't wait. Order today, because this deal does expire soon. Now, how I end this hour is a question. So here's how I answer the question that I raise. I have someone typing my journals for me, in addition to everything else I'm doing, the documentary film, Trump's War, The God Book, The Daily Show. I'm having my journals typed now from the 1970s. I did all the 60s last year. And this is when I was searching for medicinal plants in the jungles. And it's filled with my memories and my dreams and my thoughts. I'm going to read you one paragraph because it concludes this show beautifully. Now the boat comes late in the dark night. It is raining and I open my umbrella. Three men are rowing. I, the fourth, begin to shout at them, asking them to row faster. Quietly, they remind me that all lights are now out, and every man must pull for himself. But they don't mind pulling for me, since I don't weigh anything at all. That's for the 0001%. I mean, we heard a lot about the 1%ers during the campaign. You don't hear about that anymore, because we found out that Nancy Pelosi is the 001%, but not of the kind that would understand the poem I just read you. Now the boat comes late in the dark night. It is raining and I open my umbrella. Three men are rowing. I, the fourth, begin to shout at them, asking them to row faster. Quietly, they remind me that all lights are now out and every man must pull for himself. But they don't mind pulling for me, since I don't weigh anything at all. I don't mean to be too enigmatic, but it ties into where are the great people today. It ties into all things come to an end. It ties into all things have a cycle. It ties into so many different things that I'll let you figure it out. In the interim, I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
You know what I came to today? It's a terrible reality. And at the risk of your displeasure, I must tell you, you know how much we hated Obama for the 8 years. We knew he was a total fraud. We knew he was an evil man who destroyed everything he touched. We knew he was a lifetime Machiavellian monster who used his position of power just to advance his own power, him and his wife. And we knew he did everything he could to destroy the military and every institution of value in the country. We knew that about him. Now we have Trump, one misstep after another, surrounded by amateurs instead of bringing in seasoned veterans. You can blame the Democrats and liberals all you want. And you ask yourself, is it the country itself that cannot produce a great man as a leader? I never thought Trump was a great man, did you? I never presented him as a great man. But where is there a great leader? Where are they? I don't think America can do it anymore. I think that there is... Where is the greatness left in America? Where has it gone? That's a great question. Can this country still produce a great leader? That's all I want to know, because I don't think so. Maybe they're not in politics. We have some sound bites for you, and I guess the most fun would be none other than Nancy Pelosi. And again, we are continuing our GoFundMe site to raise funds for a neurological treatment, early intervention for Nancy Pelosi, who thinks that George Bush is in the White House. You must listen to clip number two.
We've seen nothing that we can work, but I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign, which turns out to be not true, a hoax, and really dangerous to the economic stability of America's working families.
Now, she is enunciating more clearly. They've given her enunciation lessons. I heard that. They've taken her in a back room. They've told her to stop sucking on the hard candy, stop salivating while speaking. And please, Nancy, this is really, truthfully, the compassionate side of me. I have to tell you, I have great compassion for people who are ill. It's time to step down, dear. When you confuse President Trump in a diatribe and call him President Bush, I mean, people do hear these things, Nancy. It's embarrassing. You didn't even catch yourself. Well, how could you catch yourself when you were surrounded by the genius, Maxine Waters, who said that Russia is invading Korea? This is the Savage Nation. Well, no, I'm going to take another Millie break in my head. This is Michael Savage saying, have a nice day, good night, and good luck. Hi, I'm back on the Savage Nation. I've taken my pause to give my heart a rest. It's good to be back with you. I guess we should play Maxine Waters, another genius deserving of perhaps a Nobel Prize, going on a diatribe against Trump and Putin, saying that we have to stop Putin while he's continuing to advance into Korea. I didn't say Crimea. He's advancing. I didn't say Ukraine. He's advancing into Korea. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'm behind on my military history. The last I checked, I didn't see any satellite photos of Russian troops invading Korea. I don't know. Maybe Maxine Waters has some secret photo devices in her brain where she can see Russian troops invading Korea. But this is an example of my great statement, liberalism is a mental disorder. Now, what do you do if half of the politicians in America are suffering from a mental disease? And they go up and give speeches exhibiting the mental disease, and the press dutifully reports on them because they're also mentally diseased. You know, Trump had it half right. He called it fake news. He's not right. It's not fake news. It's being reported as true by people who themselves are deranged. They don't know it's fake news. They're mentally ill. We know American civilization is in ruin and collapse because of the pornographers and the left-wing fanatics. We know we need a strong man to clean the country up. We know we need almost, things to happen that you're not going to like very much. We know that the actions, for example, in the Philippines, by the leader of the Philippines, where he's killing drug dealers, well, a lot of people wouldn't be too unhappy with that here. But then I'm sure the young girls would march outside NYU saying something about human rights for drug dealers. I don't know what. Then the pornographers, you're telling me they're not a bigger poison than heroin or fentanyl? Pornography is a bigger poison than fentanyl. It's destroyed more lives, more families than fentanyl and heroin put together. It's almost an incurable disease. It was all caused by Larry Flint. You could say Larry Flint destroyed America if you wanted to go back that far, but I don't want to go that far. People don't know who he is with that fake Supreme Court case. Shows you how important the Supreme Court is. Okay, so the question is, can you save this civilization, or is it on the inevitable slide to doom and ruination? I mean, how much further can it go than it is right now? What has to happen next for you to realize that this civilization is near over, the one we call our American civilization? You could call it the American culture if you want. I would say the American civilization because it's a different type of civilization than others that have existed before it. You have the opposition right now so activated by George Soros and other evildoers that only the most strident reaction will stop it. I'll pause right there because we're not ready for the rest today. We'll keep it very simple. Make it very simple. Look, as I wrote, it takes time to destroy a civilization. And like ancient Rome, it typically occurs from within. I wrote, even the worst activists have to learn their behavior from somewhere. There is no leftist activist gene, unless one believes babies are born stupid and suicidal. Miserable ideas have to be taught. And the original teacher of leftist activism happens to have been an Italian communist known as Antonio Gramsci. You probably heard about him. Gramsci's legacy is his theory of cultural hegemony. Gramsci posited that the key to capturing a society was by taking over its cultural institutions. Winning political elections was not enough. He said that the key to capturing a society was by taking over its cultural institutions. Enter Harvey Weinstein. During World War II, Hollywood was patriotic. Jimmy Stewart was a war hero. American movies accurately portrayed America as the good guys. Cartoons like Der Führer's Face, featuring Donald Duck, mocked Adolf Hitler. Now Hollywood is run by ardent, psychotic, progressive liberals. The few pro-American movies out there have to be privately financed to get made. Look at television. I talked about this yesterday. And I go down the list. In addition to the entertainment industry, liberals have seized control of the schools. Look at the president of the American Federation of Teachers. Look at the molestation of the minds of our children. And how the molesters of the minds of our children are given protection by the teachers' unions. You try firing a bad public school teacher in New York City. See how far you get. The unions give millions of dollars to liberal Democrats, socialists, in exchange for lifetime protection for all involved. Teachers are free to indoctrinate students without any fear of interference from parents. Huckleberry Finn gets removed from classrooms while Heather Has Two Mommies replaces it. What about music? Music is the domain of the left. Talking about the takeover of our culture. Rappers sing songs about murdering police. Then young people march in the streets chanting for more dead officers. When the inevitable happens, the left expresses shock that their calls for violence lead to violence. The internet is supposed to be free and open for people to seek information as they see fit. Now try looking something up. You Google it. Google is run by hardcore fanatical leftists. So are YouTube and Facebook. You know what I'm talking about or not? We're talking about the takeover of the culture by the radical left. Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg is another one who shuts down pages on his site that are critical of Islam. Yet pages dedicated to finishing off the Jews are allowed to stay up. Zuckerberg is a Jewish indoctrinated millennial who now uses his multi-billion dollar empire to indoctrinate the next generation of young leftists in training. Our schools, libraries, movies, television, music, and social media are all used to advance a politically insane anti-American agenda. Meanwhile, Islamists use all of these tools to advance teachings of their own physical and moral superiority. When we Americans finally flex our muscles, our cultural institutions make sure we are derided as imperialist, ethnocentric bigots. When Islamists spew rhetoric that is actually imperialist, ethnocentric bigotry, our cultural institutions tell us to be hyper-tolerant in the name of diversity and multiculturalism. All of this can be found in some of my previous writings, but most especially in Trump's War. It'll be out in a few weeks. It is my last book. I've been asked to write another political book. I said, no, it's over. I'm not doing any more political books. The next one, if there is a next one, will be the God book. But I'm moving into another area anyway. I'm 100% in favor of dissent. I am a dissenter. You could even say I'm a disruptor. But I do it within the realms of the law. I don't break windows. I don't burn things. I don't beat people up. You cross that line, you go to jail. At least in my world. Law and order. That's what I want. I don't see it. And you know, that brings us down to the grassroots level here. The Chinese call it the elbow thrashing level of reality. I learned that once from a Chinese philosopher, a poet, a martial artist, I don't know who. But he said, you know, many of us sitting at home can act in a dignified manner, reading important books and reciting important statements. But he said, when we get down on the elbow thrashing level of reality, meaning the busy sidewalk of New York, and you're walking on a crowded street, how do you behave? He said, that's the true test of the human being. Over here in Berkeley, we have a failed politician named Robert Forthright. You know him. Robert Fourth Reich, used to be the labor secretary for Bill Clinton. A miserable human being. A horrible loser of a human being. A schnook. A nebbish, a nobody. A schmendrick who couldn't even be a chiropractor. He couldn't even be a chiropodist, I should say. I know some great chiropractors. He couldn't even be a podiatrist for animals. So he became the next best thing, which was a college teacher. This miserable human being, Robert Reich, took a job at UC Berkeley. Collects a check, probably $150,000 a year or more, for doing nothing but spewing anti-American hatred. After the riots in Berkeley, do you know what this creep said? He went on television with his good friend Wolf Blitzer. I guess they got a secret handshake of some kind. And he had the nerve to say that he can't confirm it, but he heard that those who were breaking windows and burning things were not leftists, but they were actually put there by the right wing. They were Donald Trump supporters. Now you wonder why we call it fake news. Now you wonder why we hate the news. Now you wonder why we hate most sociology professors and professors outside of the sciences. Why there is such a growing revolution of disgust for these people. You understand why now? Because they're a threat to our survival, that's why. Any other questions? I got the answers. Darth Vader could not do more damage to this country than George Soros. And one of the things I had expected to happen would be an investigation of Soros and Son within week one of the Trump administration. It doesn't puzzle me as to why he has not investigated him. I'm almost reluctant to tell you what I think is going on. But what the heck? Go ahead, walk away, cocktail. You may as well hear what I think. Why hasn't the enemy of our way of life, who funds Black Lives Matter, he gave him $90 million last year, according to reports. He funds most of the radical groups in America, including the groups that almost burnt Sproul Hall to the ground last week in Berkeley. He is a villain, an absolute villain, in my estimation, George Soros. An agitator, a trillionaire agitator. You'd think that Trump would sick the Justice Department on him to investigate him. To find out who he's funded, what his connections are to foreign organizations, if any. But he hasn't. I'm sorry to tell you that there are ties between George Soros and some of the appointees from Goldman Sachs in the administration. This is what happens. This is what happens. There's nothing wrong with Goldman Sachs. I'm not knocking it. It's a great investment bank. I'm not in that camp that every time you say Goldman or Sachs, you have to like, oh yeah, right. That's not where I'm coming from. It's the overlap of interests between the investment bank world and the investment banker George Soros that keeps him protected. And that's why I do not think we're going to get the social justice that we expect. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. The question of the day is, where are the great people? Yesterday I began my show by saying we are all confused. We're confused because Trump's plans and our plans are still being stalled by suicidal leftist fanatics in the media, in the courts, in the streets, who if not stopped will get many of us killed. I said that yesterday. It was a very popular show. Of course, today several people in the media copied it, may believe it was their show, saying, are you dissatisfied with Trump's performance so far? That's not what I said. That's because it was transcribed improperly and read improperly by those who were trying to copy my act. I didn't say that. I said we were all confused because we want to know why Trump doesn't act even more forcefully in plain English. How would you like that? You want me to continue it? I frankly think he needs to get more agitated and react more strongly and do it quietly. Here's the problem with Trump. It's not that his policies are wrong. He put them in place without thinking them through. That's because, again, he's probably assigned them to individuals to enact them for him. As many, you know, organizers do, business people do. They what do you call it? They just give it over to someone else to do it for them. He gave it to the wrong people who didn't think it through. They didn't have all their ducks in a row. So things have gone awry. And, of course, the vermin in the media leapt on it as though it shows ineptitude. It doesn't show ineptitude. What it shows is the vermin of the left are more dangerous than they have ever been. It also shows that George Soros has not yet been sought out and tried for his alleged crimes against this nation. Notice I said alleged. To me, there are crimes. You put me on that commission. But you got to go a step further. I wrote about it in Scorched Earth. I have an entire chapter on it in Government Zero. I know this is controversial. I want a new UAC. I want a new House on American Activities Committee formed. I want it, and I want it now. And I want all the people who are ruining this nation tried for their crimes against this nation. You don't want the witch hunt? I'm so sorry for you, because I've lived through one for the last 10 years. I've been a subject of the witch hunt. Oh, you didn't know that? All you leftists were conducting a witch hunt against Michael Savage and people like me? We are sick of it. We want you on the receiving end of the witch hunt. How's that? What goes around comes around. Karma is a you-know-what. It's time for you to be investigated if you are in the ACLU. Let us start with the head of the snake. Every director of the ACLU should be called before UAC and find out where their funding comes from.
Savage.
Now, there's a lot of news that is unreported. There are 78 terrorist attacks that the White House says were largely underreported. That's right. Donald Trump, who's being roundly criticized for his so-called Muslim ban, actually knows of the 78 terrorist attacks that vermin in the media refuse to acknowledge. How is it that vermin in the media refuse to acknowledge any attacks by Islamofascists? How is it that vermin in the media, the lemmings in the media who will tear us all apart, drive us over the cliff and have us all in danger one way or the other, how is it that they ignore reality like this? I don't have an answer for the mental illness called liberalism, but we have a list of the 78 terrorist attacks. And strangely enough, I'm checking now, oh, they were all Muslim. That's right, 78 terrorist attacks, domestic and overseas, starting September 2014 under Barry Obama, the surfer, the windsurfer. Look at that, all Muslims. Well, at least they seem. Musa Kulubali, Abel del Hamad al Hussein, Sid Ahmed Glam. I mean, it seems odd to me that this religion of peace would be so warlike. I don't quite understand it much. Topic 2, Vice President Mike Pence breaks Senate tie to confirm Betsy DeVos as U.S. Ed Secretary. Good for the Republicans. We won, they lost. Do what you want. Do what you want. Forget Nancy Pelosi. That, you know, I think, by the way, we should do a fundraiser, a GoFundMe for neurological treatment for Nancy Pelosi. For a long while, it was comic to play the cuckoo clock behind her. But yesterday she gave a speech and she confused President Trump with President Bush and went on speaking, didn't even know she had made a mistake. I think it's never too soon to treat neurological disorders, and I think we should start a GoFundMe site for Nancy Pelosi's neurological care. Now, of course, backing her up was the other genius, another Nobel Prize winner, Maxine Waters, who never met a lie that she didn't embrace. And she was talking about Russia, and she said that Putin is continuing his advance into Korea. You can't make this stuff up. It's impossible. There she was with, again, the perennially grieved face, surrounded by men from her district with the perennially grieved faces, attacking Donald Trump, talking now about Maxine Waters. And at the end of her speech, she says that Donald Trump is wrapping his arms around Putin while Putin is continuing his advance into Korea. We'll have a little sound. Come on, look, if it wasn't for this, life would be boring. If we didn't have Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi to entertain us, who would we have left? We'd have that creature, Mad Cow. Mad Cow with the sneer. One day the sneer will be gone. One day God will take the sneer off whatever her name is, his face. What is her name? That mean face, clipped-haired one, Rachel Mad Cow. One day God will remove the madness from her face. Why the liberal sneer? Why is it that liberals, and by the way, the more psycho they are, the more sneery they are, where did the sneer come from? How does that compute? Don't answer. It's a rhetorical question for which I'm not even interested in the answer, incidentally. Here's a little defense news for those of you who want to know how we're going to defend ourselves. All of you neocon war hawks, chicken hawks who want war with Russia. Because of Barry's continuous golfing and burning up money, more than half of the Navy's planes can't fly. That's right. In addition to that, the ships don't run. Did you hear what I just said to you? I know that that's what you liberals wanted, was to cripple the military and give the money to abortion clinics. But half of the Navy's aircraft are grounded, and nearly two-thirds of the F-A-18 Hornet and Super Hornet strike fighters, because there's not enough money to perform maintenance on them. Can you believe what's going on? Where did the money go? Where'd the money go? Black Lives Matter, abortion clinics, social services, Meals on Wheels, you name it. How are we going to defend ourselves? And at the same time, we can't defend ourselves. The neocons, the chicken hawks, want war with Russia. Go figure that one out. Deadly Yemen raid missed its main al-Qaeda target. This is a very troubling story. The White House declared the operation a success, but U.S. military officials told Reuters that Trump approved the covert counterterrorism operation without sufficient intelligence, ground support, or adequate backup preps. I don't know whether to believe that, because it comes from, quote, military officials, most of whom are yellow-bellied slime, who don't belong in the military. They're all communists who are appointed by Obama. And then it's being reported by Reuters, which makes it extremely likely to be fake news. So let's take this story and put it where it belongs. Now, remember the story that's going in the bin. Deadly Yemen raid missed its main al-Qaeda target. Again, reported by Reuters from so-called military officials. Garbage. Yemen SEAL raid missed target. Daily Beast, owned by a beast of a man. Here's another little story for all of you who don't know what's going on. In the United Kingdom, half of all new homes built by the government will go not to the poor Brits, but to my immigrants. You heard me. Almost half of all new houses built in the UK over the next 5 years will go to immigrants, meaning an extra home will need to be constructed every 5 minutes by the government. The extra 5.3 million new properties are needed as the population of the UK continues to boom. 2.4 million houses will go to immigrants, the Department for Communities and Local Government claim. This is in Breitbart by Liam Deacon. It's a fabulous article. Building a new home every 5 minutes, night and day, for new arrivals until such time as we can get those numbers down. Now, what about America? Do you think that benefits are not going to these illegals that are pouring over the border? Do you think these benefits are not going to the Islamic people who were just flooded in as a result of the psycho judge overriding the will of the people? You're wrong. They're waiting for them with open arms. How many years have I told you that when my grandfather came here, he had to go through Ellis Island? Ellis Island, they tested the people for, they didn't exactly test them, but if they looked sick, they put them aside. If they had a really bad illness, they sent them home. We're talking only about health. Put them in quarantine. Remember little Vito Corleone in The Godfather? He had a disease, probably had pneumonia or something like that. I don't know what he might have had. But they wouldn't let an infected kid into America because they were stupid and they were evil white racists. That's why they wouldn't let infected people in, not because they wanted to protect a healthy population. No, no, you've got it all backwards if you think that. So we had a CDC, a Centers for Disease Control, under Barry Obama, that had become politicized by stooges, whose name I forgot. They fired him recently. He went on probably teaching at Berkeley somewhere. And the other one at the NIH, Fauci, two geniuses who've been there forever. And Barry had politicized them, letting in infected people. Didn't matter what the disease was. Welcome one, welcome all. Putting you at risk, putting your children at risk. Putting them into communities around America against their will. I tried to write a book called Immigrants and Epidemics way back when. My co-author was the dean of one of the most important health, schools of public health in the United States of America. Great man in his field. We were going to co-author the book together. He figured I was a pretty well-known author. By the time I went to grad school, I had seven books published by then. He was a well-known public health medical doctor, MPH. We were going to do the book together. I did a great proposal. Every New York publisher turned it down. Not because it was false, but because they were afraid of publishing it. Well, I've since gone on to bigger things. I mean, I used logic and scientific inquiry to get me where I am today. And the fact of the matter is, I'm still here. Because if I made these things up, I wouldn't still be here. I don't care whether you're a liberal or a progressive. I got to tell you something that I learned a long time ago that even children know. Maybe you don't know it because you're probably dumber than most children. Your mother told you to wash your hands and you didn't wash your hands when you were a kid probably, right? You were smarter than her. Microbes do not discriminate. They don't know if you're a good progressive who breaks windows and burns things down, microbes. They don't know if you're a radical, conservative, a Nazi, right-winger. Microbes do not discriminate. One of my greatest lines of all time. It's as good as Borders, Language, and Culture. Microbes do not discriminate. In a sane nation, that would bring us all together. All of us political, the different political factions would all be unified around one theme of self-preservation. But because we have a nation filled with half-educated morons who are suicidal to top it all off, look at their lifestyles, they're liable to bring us all down. That's why Trump was attracted so much attention. I want to play for you now the setup interview by the Leprechaun O'Reilly, which has greatly embarrassed the president. I try to warn them, stick with your friends, don't go on all these shows that are going to set you up. What did O'Reilly do for you during the campaign? Nothing. Who is advising him? Sean Spicer of the Republican National Committee, who I think would like to undermine the president, by the way, as would the entire RNC. And I write about it as one of the great groups to watch out for in Trump's war. The rhinos are trying to undermine Donald Trump. So they say, stay away from talk radio. They're too radical. You don't need them anymore. You use them. So they put him on the O'Reilly show. Listen what happened. It's a disaster for the president. Clip three.
Do you respect Putin?
I do respect him.
Do you? Why?
Well, I respect a lot of people, but that doesn't mean I'm going to get along with him. He's a leader of his country. I say it's better to get along with Russia than not. And if Russia helps us in the fight against ISIS, which is a major fight, and Islamic terrorism all over the world,
right?
Major fight, that's a good thing. Will I get along with him? I have no idea.
He's a killer, though. Putin's a killer.
A lot of killers. We've got a lot of killers. Why, you think our country's so innocent?
Bingo, that's it now. So he tricked them into making a statement that now puts him in the same league as Bernie Sanders and communist professors. I want to ask you something. What if Barry Obama had said there's a lot of killers? What do you think our country is so innocent? I want to know what the right wing would have said. No, I'm just asking a question. That's my job as a commentator. Do you think I'm supposed to sit here as a cheerleader and say that everything Trump's done is right? I pity Trump for this. He was set up by Sean Spicer or by the barfly who set up the O'Reilly interview in order to feather their own nests. Never forget one principle. And the most important principle to remember, I don't care whether it's within an administration or anywhere else, everyone is out for themselves. So everyone working for Trump is thinking long-term and middle-term of what they're going to do tomorrow. When they lose the job or when they move on, what do you think they want? Where do you think Barfly sees herself? Megyn Kelly, $20 million a year. That was Barfly's wildest dream. That was the outfits, the hair. Someone to work on her nails next, but we'll put that aside. Sean Spicer, a nobody. Where they get him from? He worked for Dan Quayle? He worked for unknown people in the RNC? Now all of a sudden he is the front man for Donald Trump, and he puts him on this show as the press secretary. Who do you think picks these shows? Certainly not the people who picked the shows that got him elected. You're right. You understand what I'm saying to you? This is a disaster for Donald Trump. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Okay, welcome to the... They can't read my mind. I have no idea what music I want to hear. I don't think there's any music on earth they want to hear right now. I want to hear greatness. I want to hear leadership. I want to hear a speech that moves me. I want to be able to react to a speech that gets me to want to go in the streets and listen to it. There's no greatness. There's nothing. You know, that's what I'm saying. So I was talking about the Cultural Revolution, America's cultural decline. And I got to a certain point and I stopped. I didn't get to where I really want to go, which I'm not going to get. It'll be like reading to you and you're not interested, which is Communist China and what happened when the Red Guards took over on the Mao Zedong. And the tyranny of the Red Guards and what they did to the middle class, how they denounced and tormented middle class people and stole the homes from the middle class. And that's what happens when communists gain power. Now, what you don't know, sure many of you do, is that these street thugs in the streets, whether they be nice college girls from NYU and Columbia marching against Donald Trump, are the useful idiots of the communist revolution that's going on around the world and in this nation. You see signs such as no borders, no nation, F deportation. These are hardcore Islamists and communists and anarchists who are out to destroy the middle class in this country, to repeat the cultural revolution of Mao Zedong, and the madness of Mao Zedong will follow. I'm telling you about this because I see what's coming unless we are stopped. And unless we use our constitutional protections, unless we use our military and our police to protect us from these communist hordes, and I don't care how sweet they may look. I really don't care how nice they may look. They can scream, they can yell, that's legal. They start breaking windows and they start attacking police, I want them arrested. I do not want anarchy in my streets, I want law and order. We had a man in the White House who shred the Constitution one page at a time in every way he could. He and a psychotic band of gangsters did everything they could to undermine every amendment to the Constitution. Attorney General Loretta Lynch, if you remember, replaced gun runner Eric Holder. Remember when Lynch threatened to take away and imprison those of us who engage in any kind of speech that she deemed was edging towards violence regarding Muslims? Do you remember her? You don't remember that, do you? Remember she was looking for ways to prosecute and jail climate change skeptics? Well, her friends control the universities, who are now imposing speech codes where every boy is a potential rapist and every girl is a victim. Social justice has replaced actual justice. Just remember the Duke lacrosse team. Funded by that criminal agitator George Soros of MoveOn.org, Obama and Hillary were grooming the next group of Marxist social justice warriors. They are Black Lives Matter, Code Pink, Occupy Wall Street, and every other violent leftist group. And they're all a direct consequence of Gramsci's model being applied to the most vulnerable among us, our children. And while our indoctrinated young leftist radicals are tearing America down in the streets, our Islamist enemies are building their armies up. Our kids are curled up in the fetal position, in their safe spaces, hiding from climate change monsters. If they are the last line of defense, the Islamists should soon be able to take control of America the way they did Europe. We will all be part of the caliphate soon enough. And interestingly enough, those words, while being true, are being laughed at by leftist fools in the media who do not know what's going on outside their newsrooms. Yes, indeedy. Now, what do we have on the other side? We have mentally deranged Democrats. Nancy Pelosi says there's nothing that she could work on with President Bush. No one even said to her, excuse me, Mrs. Pelosi, Bush is no longer president. Savage.